Hello and welcome to the 20 Minutes of Filler podcast, episode number 53. I am your host, Jason Katarski, and I am here with
Eric Carlson.
Yeah.
Again!
It's like we hang out and play games together every week. So today we have a fun little show for you. It's relevant to pop culture. It's to the now, to today, to geekery as well.
Nerds.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some superhero action. Marvel versus DC. But in the game world. But before that, dude, so what did we do, Eric, when you first got here today?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, we were stuffing envelopes.
Stuffing envelopes with what?
With some Jurassic Attack.
Jurassic Attack! That's right. Green Couch Games, my publishing company. Our third game, Jurassic Attack, has just arrived. I had to drive down to our new distribution warehouse in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm working with Aldo from Impressions now to bring our games to the retail world. But drove down for 3 hours with my buddy Sean, and we picked up games. So, because I'm going to fulfill them myself this time. So we're getting to it. Wow, did you enjoy that process of stuffing envelopes today?
Yeah, there's something mindless about it. It was great.
Yeah, we just did the thing that we were doing and chatted the whole time. So, but that chatting and our efforts lead to good things, because that means soon those of you who supported our Kickstarter for Jurassic Attack are going to have a sweet little dino battle game in the mail to you in the next week or so. So give me some time to figure this out. It's my first time, everybody, but doing the fulfillment myself. But it turned out really good, and I'm excited to share that game with you guys.
So if they call the Green Couch Games customer service hotline, whose voice do they get?
Oh, it's gonna be a computer voice, and it's gonna put them on hold, listening to Counting Crows music. That's how we roll here. We want you to be comfortable. We want you to fall asleep in that green couch or brown couch or beige couch, whatever you have at home, while waiting on hold, so you forget that you had a problem in the first place. But so that's a very exciting thing. So with this game of head-to-head action coming your way, Eric and I got together and had a little head-to-head action of our own. So we played two games today. One of them in the DC Comics world, and one of them in the Marvel Comics world. Whoa. So these were games that I introduced to Eric, both of these games. So, and we'll just go ahead and get this right out of the way. I beat him at both of these games as well.
Might have been a lot of cheating both times.
Oh, actually. Yeah, maybe a little fudging of the rules.
I don't know this rule, but it advantages Jason, so it's fine. We'll just ignore it.
I'm a game designer, bro, I do what I want.
That's right, clearly.
But let's talk about, before we get to the games themselves, let's talk a little bit about DC and Marvel. Like, where is your heart? Are you a comic book geek? Do these themes jump out at you at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I love comic books. I grew up in the prime time of, I think, children's television in the mid-90s, where you had X-Men, the cartoon, and the Batman, of course, cartoon. That both some solid things that I think, on some level, still hold up today.
Nice.
With some replayability, those cartoons do. And I actually collect a very small subset of Marvel comics from like 1996. There's a series I did called the Onslaught series, and so I'm trying to track down all of those comic books in the world. Not all of them, but you know.
What was it that connected you to that one series?
Like, I just started reading comic books during that series, and so like my mom got rid of some of them, of course, and so now I'm trying to like track them all down and get the complete story arc.
Trying to be a man of moderation and not just go and buy every cool new thing that's out there. You're just sticking to this one thing.
Yeah, right. Something that's like 20 years old that no one cares about now.
So you're searching the dollar bins, the quarter bins. And
yes, it's all about the hunt, I think.
Awesome. Yeah. I understand the hunt. Like, you just find something random and you just like gotta catch them all. It's like Pokemon, right? Gotta get it, gotta have it, gotta want it.
That's right.
Super cool. Yeah, I was a little bit earlier than the 90s. Like, I did watch that X-Men cartoon in the 90s when it came out, and that was awesome to me. But I went back a little bit further to, like, these movies. Like I remember the Spider-Man cartoon. There was a Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah, I've read that one.
And I remember like the movies that were put out by like Canon Films, like these really hokey, like they're Roger Corman style, like over the top. This I guess Canon Films had the rights to these movies, and they made this Captain America movie back in the day, like in the '70s or eighties,
Red Skull.
Yeah. And I think they made some Spider-Man ones. If it wasn't them, somebody else made some Spider-Man ones in that same era. But like those movies to me were like really my first in the original Superman movies. Those were like the ones that really connected with me, and I was like, this is cool, because I didn't really read comics. My dad was a baseball card collector, so like he taught us to collect things.
Right.
Like, so we would like get our comics and put them in a bag and never read them, and I'd be like, that's a cool cover, man. But now I just enjoy the stories. But I think I'm the opposite. I think I'm a little bit more of a DC guy.
Yeah.
I'm not super hardcore, but like, especially lately with the TV stuff, like the Flash and the Arrow stuff, like they're killing it with television.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just like I like the universality of those characters and how like there's humor, and they like kind of seem like a lot of like the everyman comes through, you know, like Arrow's just like, he's just a geeky dude who wants to fall in love, but he also runs fast and became a super smart superhero dude, right?
Right.
And like, there's just so much going on, and with aliens and stuff and Marvel, that it's just like, do I want to get into superheroes? Do I want to get into sci-fi? Do I want to the mashup? Like, I like some Marvel stuff. You can't deny that they did some great things, but,
oh, yeah.
But in my heart, it's all about DC.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, who's your favorite superhero?
Oh, Gambit, for sure.
Gambit?
Yeah.
See, he's a card player. He's a card shark.
Yeah.
So this is perfect. It's thematic. Way to keep it all together.
That's me.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the games that we played today. Why don't you talk about one of the games? Just give, I don't know, like, what are your impressions? Which one do you want to talk about first?
Yeah, let's talk about Dice Masters.
Yeah, so we played Dice Masters. Yeah, I gave Eric last week a starter set of Avengers versus X-Men, the first set. I had bought two when everybody was going crazy for them, because I thought maybe I'd want to, you know, have the full amount of dice for all my characters.
Mm.
And I didn't open it, so I was just like, here, Eric, dude, take this and learn this game. So, what were your impressions of that game?
Oh, I thought it was fun. I played Quarriors, which you also gave me from that time when that was the hotness, and you never played that, so I was again reap the benefits. But no, I thought it was really fun. It's kind of, there's a lot to it, but I like playing Magic the Gathering, and it's a very similar feel, only with dice.
You still play Magic?
A little, occasionally, yeah. I have a deck.
Just casually, just like casually, but you don't like compete or anything.
No.
Okay,
that's way too much for me. But, but I think it's fun, and there's some nuance. You have to know how things interact, and so there's kind of a lot to it. But it's fun. You get to roll dice. I wasn't really a dice guy until like some of these games, like Quarriors or like Dice, the Dice Masters.
Yeah, that turned you on to dice.
Yeah,
huh?
Just something about having them dice in your hand. Mm. Other than like I use dice in role playing games, but I never go like straight for a straight up dice game.
Yeah,
if I have my choice. But now I'm like, oh, I can do some dice.
Yeah, like there's some creative stuff that can be done in those games.
Yeah.
Do you prefer Dice Masters or Quarriors?
Dice Masters.
Really? What do you know why?
I feel like some of the mechanics are a little bit better, the way that you use kind of the energy or the spending mechanic.
In Dice Masters.
In Dice Masters is, yeah, a little more refined.
Cool. Yeah, that kind of seems like what they did is they made this game that was really cool, and they're like, oh man, we got to take this a step further.
Yeah.
And then they turn it into, like, money. I mean, I've been watching sales. I'm sure they keep coming out with new sets, so it must be doing okay, right?
Yeah, and just the themes. They have, like, four or five streams of themes that kind of hit different interest levels, and so I think that's great that you can have different audiences for this Dice Masters. So it's brilliant, I think.
Yeah.
It kind of gives you some of those nostalgic things that you love, like the characters, and imports into a game that's accessible. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I like it, but I've only played it a handful of times, and I played it with Andy Lennox a bunch when it first came out, and then I played it, like, after that, I put it away for a long time, and then I went to North Carolina for the Gamers for Cures, and we had, like, a 2 a.m. tournament, and it was, like, the DC War of Light set, and I was just, like, overwhelmed, and, like, My problem with this game is there's too many mechanics. There's too many rules. There's too many interactions. Like, it's not for my brain, you know? Like, because it's like, well, there's the basic action cards, but then there's also, like, how are you going to put your team together? Are you going to pay attention to the 8 cards the other people have? And then you're going to figure out, like, tactically, like, when am I going to attack? When am I going to defend? And, like, and even figuring out the simple math of, like, okay, I'm attacking you right now, but, like, what happens? Like, no, is he knocked out? It just, it seems convoluted and confusing to my gaming brain, you know? So I have a really hard time grokking the rules. So, like, but I still managed to pull off the win.
Well, and I think that's because I just picked characters that I love from the comics.
Oh, yeah.
And I had bought a couple, like, little bonus packs that you can buy. It's a collectible game, which is why it's so dangerous, because I love collecting certain things. So, you know, I think that it's just all about learning the getting over that hump, getting that grokking level, and once you get over it, it's all just kind of downhill, and it becomes intuitive. But.
Yeah, it does. Like, once I get playing a few games in a row again, I'm like, okay, I got this again.
Yeah.
You know, but it always feels like I have to, like, learn it again when I pull it out, because there's so much. And one of the other problems for this kind of game for me is the trouble with, like, building your deck and setting it up takes as much time as the games do, like, or more. And that happened in North Carolina, too, when I went down to Gamers for Cures. We, like, spent 2 hours doing a draft and building our decks, and then we spent, like, 2 more hours playing the game, and I was just, like, I was done by the end of the draft, you know? So that, to me, is, like, I don't know, like, there, I understand why people like it, but it is for a specific gamer set. I think it does connect with, like, it shows something different to the Magic type gamers, right? Mm-hmm. It's for people who want to really be all into just a few games.
Yeah.
Because, like, they'll just, like, you can just play with your cards and build different, you know, setups and, like, look at all the combos and interactions and open the, you know, go chasing those rares and, like, figuring out the best combinations. Like, if that's who you are, then it's a cool game.
Yeah.
You said you're taking this to, play with your brother-in-law this weekend. You're having a family get together. He's a pretty casual gamer, right?
Right.
So how do you think that'll go over with the casual audience?
I think he'll be intrigued because of the theme again, getting back to that comic book superhero theme that's so universal and prevalent that he'll, like, okay, you know, this isn't my normal thing, but I'll give it a try and we'll see what happens.
So. Cool. Do you think the theme, like, how does that play into the game for you in Dice Magic? Do you think it's pretty well integrated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think, well, especially with the Dice Masters, it's all about the theme. And so Couriers was fun, and it has the same kind of hill to get over to figure out how to play it, actually.
Yeah.
But just the theme and being able to control the X-Men or whomever from the Marvel Universe was super cool.
Sure. So. To me, I ignore the theme in that game because there's too many words, too many numbers to try to figure out. And I'm like, and I got a team here, and I got Green Goblin next to Nightcrawler.
Right.
Or, you know, like, and so I'm like, I don't understand how my team is made up of these heroes and villains. Because all I did really was, like, look through and see what I had the most dice of that were, like, cost of 3 or 4.
Okay.
You know, or 2. Like, I went for low cost so I could try to get my dice out faster.
Right.
That was kind of my strategy. But anyway, like, it's a cool game, like, I probably have bought all the Dice Masters I'm going to buy.
Cool.
And I just have, like, one starter set of Uncanny X-Men and one starter set of the first one of Avengers and X-Men. And then I have, like, I probably bought, you know, maybe another 40 booster packs over time or whatever. just 40 more.
Just 40.
No gravity feeds, though.
I don't love this game, but I bought 40 boosters. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm about $100 deep in this game, so I'm going to cut it off.
Yeah, probably should.
So, yeah, the other one we played was a little bit different, and it's the DC side. We hit with the DC deck building, the original DC deck building. Cryptozoic put it out, plays 2 to 5 players, and about a 30-minute game. Like, and that's the thing about Dice Masters, too, is it's quick, right?
Yeah.
If you know it, you could play 3 games in an hour once you get your decks built and stuff.
Right.
So, deck building. I like deck building games. I haven't played all of them. Dominion is probably my favorite, or was my favorite.
Yeah.
But DC deck building is like a close second for me. And it's probably for the same the reason that I don't get into Uncanny X-Men, right? It's because it's like it's a few rules, right? Mm-hmm. Like it boils down deck building to its a core. Like you play some cards, and what you're trying to do is buy cards that are worth points that are going to have cool interactions that allow you to buy better cards so you can defeat supervillains. And there's quite a bit of thematic twist in that game. Yeah. Like that hit me when I played a Two-Face card, right? Yeah. So Two-Face, you know, from the Batman comics, kind of this good and evil mixture, and his card is like choose even or odd, and like he's because he flips a coin, right? And you're gonna flip over the top card of your deck, and if you were right, then you get to add it to your hand. If you're not, it stays where it is. So like there's some cool little thematic twists in there. Yeah. Like that Poison Ivy like poisons the other player, like you had to discard a deck, you know.
Yeah, that was super irritating.
Yeah, I know. I kept hitting you with her. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then Batman, like you had Batman, I had the Flash.
Well, you tried to give me Aquaman.
I tried to give you Aquaman. I just drew him randomly, bro.
Yeah, sure.
But he just straight up refused Aquaman.
That's right. I'm not playing this game. Flip the table.
So Flash, he gets to draw more and he gets to go first, so that's fast. He builds his hand up faster. Batman uses equipment. Mm-hmm. Like, to his ability.
Unless the person you're playing against steals it.
Yeah, I kept stealing all the equipment, too. See? Mm-hmm. But you, it was close. It was 72-72 was our end score.
Yeah.
And I only won because I had more supervillains than you. So that was awesome. Yeah. But still. Okay, so deck building, it's DC deck building is cool because it's super simple. You have one deck of cards that you're flipping five cards face up, and those are your choices from turn to turn. You don't have to look at, like, the same 10 cards over and over again like you do in Dominion, right?
Right.
So, which is cool because there's so many cards, it's a different game every time you want to play Dominion. But it's nice to just slap a deck down on the table and play the game.
Yeah.
And I like the supervillains. They when they come out, like, they do something catastrophic, right? They have this first appearance ability that affects everybody at the table, and it feels like a comic book in that way, you know. And then I'm using my characters, and like I'm using the locations and fighting with it's just I don't know. I love the simplicity and I love the elegance, and this is the kind of game that I feel like would be really good to introduce to gamers, like as a gateway game, because it's like I'm gonna pull out Dominion. I'm going to show them that box of cards, and especially my box of cards that has four different sets in one box, and it's like 400 cards or something. And I think it's going to be a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pull this one stack of cards out, and it feels a little more manageable, and it's a theme that people are into right now, you know, especially with, like, I mean, people who didn't care about The Flash and Arrow were all over this show, you know, like all over these new TV shows, and it's just this cool thing that the comics aren't just for geeks and neither are games. So like I think this is a cool game to bring to people to teach, like, hey, let's learn a deck building game, you know?
Yeah. I think the characters, especially in this first DC deck building game, are just so familiar to everyone, to kind of the cultural ethos that everyone knows who Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman are, that it just, okay, it gives you an entry point, you know? I'll try it. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is the movie or show that you're looking forward to the most that's coming out with the whole Marvel or DC stuff?
Well, I mean, Deadpool comes out in like 3 weeks.
Deadpool.
It looks so good.
Yeah, so like first rated R.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm going to probably lose some geek cred here, but like...
You might. Be careful.
Like, here's what I think about Deadpool. Like, whatever.
So lame.
It's got, I mean, like, he's got this quirky, like, sense of humor. But, like, I don't know.
He kills everybody. He's awesome. He can just take damage. He's funny. Like, what's not to like about him?
I mean,
it's like a one-man wrecking crew.
I think I'm just over Marvel movies, maybe. And this will be a little different. It'll be a grittier. I'll probably see it, but I'm not, like, going crazy for it. I feel a little bad. I feel bad about, like, I bought some Deadpool graphic novels, and I just was like, whatever.
So you bought into the hype.
I did. I bought into the hype, and then it let me down, though.
Oh, but, see, that's your fault, though, for buying into the hype. Like, I haven't bought a graphic novel of Deadpool or anything. Like,
dude. Well, it was written by the newer series is written by Brian Poisson, like a stand-up comedian.
Oh, nice.
So, like, it had some cool stuff in it, but, like, it didn't, like, make me feel like, okay, I kind of read the one volume, and I was like, I see what this does now. I get the thing. I don't need to continue to dig into the story.
Mm-hmm.
you know, whereas when I was reading the New 52 Flash stuff, I was kind of like, okay, I want to keep reading more, you know, like I want to see where this goes.
Yeah.
So
what I love about the Deadpool is just like all of the social media and just like the extra things that Ryan Reynolds has done with this character, and just like, he's just everywhere, and they did Deadpool so wrong in Wolverine Origins. Like they just destroyed this beautiful character that should have been amazing, and they just take it and just wipe it. And so to have Deadpool done right, which I think is what this is going to be, I'm stoked.
Yeah, you know, like that's true. Like the marketing, the social media stuff has been really clever and really funny, and it's everywhere. So
yeah.
So yeah, kudos to them for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was our trip down geekery, superhero-y lane today. Thank you guys for listening. These games aren't the most current games, but hey, you know what? Sometimes you gotta visit some classics and hang out with them. So I hope you guys get out there, check out some superhero games, decide once and for all, just settle the deal in your heart. Like, is it DC? Is it Marvel? And then
it's Marvel. We all know the
choice. You're dead to me. All right, until the Deadpool movie comes out and other things, until the next episode of The Flash or whatever you're into, we hope you get out there and play some great little games. Oh, and also, go ahead and tweet at us and tell us who your favorite in the DC versus Marvel is and what you're looking forward to the most. You can tweet at me at Jason Katarski.
And I'm DonutCow11.
All right, until next time. I already said the thing, so see you later.